So if you're wondering what the world will be like in 08, you could consult a psychic or take out your old set of tarot cards. But here at the BPP, we're a little more grounded. We decide to turn to an expert. Well, as close to an expert as you can get. Daniel Franklin is the executive editor of The Economist. And for the last 4 years, he's been the editor of the magazines The World In... fill in whatever year there. So far, his track record has been pretty good. Last year, he predicted that concern over global warming would acquire critical mass, check, and that the growth of emerging markets led by China would increase significantly, and check, and that democracy around the world would slide backwards more than move ahead. Debatable. So what does he think about 2008? I spoke with him to find out. Daniel, you're very upfront in this edition and in the introduction. You say two big events will frame the year ahead: America's presidential election and the Summer Olympics in Beijing. Let's start with the latter. According to this issue, it'll be the most politically contentious Olympics since Moscow in 1980. Why is that?
Well, it's really because the role that China plays in the world or is starting to play in the world, in a sense, it's China's great coming out party, China's opportunity to show the world how much it's developed, how far it's come. And I think it will be, as far as the organization of the event is concerned, a hugely impressive one. But it's also a chance for China's critics to shine a light on its human rights record, for example, and some of its behavior in parts of the world where there is unhappiness or discomfort with the role that China is playing.
There is also an opportunity for Taiwan to put a spotlight on their own elections and their own independence, correct?
Yes, Taiwan has a presidential election in 2008, and that's always quite a lively affair with the issue of Taiwan's status, its independence, as one of the foremost talking points in the campaign, and that's delicate for China. Taiwan is the unresolved bit of the puzzle of Greater China as far as Beijing is concerned. And there will be, I think, a lot of nationalist feelings aroused in China around this great event of the Olympics. And that will create pressure for them to find a way or seem to be finding a way forward on Taiwan. So there's a potential there for quite a conflict.
There's also a potential for the United States to find itself in a difficult position vis-a-vis Taiwan and China.
Yes, because the United States guarantees the security of Taiwan, so it will be keen to tone down the rhetoric coming out of Taiwan to avoid precisely that sort of conflict. I think also the question of China policy is going to be particularly sensitive in the United States in an election year. At a time, not least, when the economy is going to be struggling, and the question of China's role, China's currency, whether or not China plays fair in international trade, is going to be very much at the forefront of the political agenda in America.
Let's talk about the U.S. economy. In the magazine, looking forward, you said it boils down to three Fs: foreclosures, foreigners, and the Fed. That tight housing market, slipping sales really will have a ripple effect into the rest of the economy, correct?
It's a very nervous entry into the new year with the credit squeeze seeming to have no real end, with the housing market still very jittery indeed. So I think for the first time we're really wondering whether there's going to be an absolute recession in America. First time in a long time, and if it isn't an actual recession, it'll feel like one. So great nervousness for the economy, and as you suggested, two factors above all else that might prevent a recession. One is stimulus from the Federal Reserve, and the other the stimulus from abroad, because of course the dollar has become very cheap. American exports are extremely competitive now. So if you're in an export sector in the United States, you can look forward to a good year ahead.
Let's talk about world leaders, as the United States will be deciding who will be its leader. Two European leaders really will have quite a bit of focus on them. Let's start with Nicolas Sarkozy.
Great fascination with Nicolas Sarkozy, the new kid on the block, and has to be said a hyperactive kid in all sorts of ways. He's popping up all over the place, getting involved in both all aspects of foreign policy, but also an ambitious program of domestic reforms. And I think that's where his real test will come in 2008. Can he get through economic reforms in the face of probably street demonstrations? The French come out and have a good protest very easily. It's going to be a very challenging year for him, a very interesting one.
And your magazine was very prescient in concentrating on Vladimir Putin quite a bit. Time magazine, of course, named him Person of the Year. Vladimir Putin in 08, what is he going to do?
Well, he faced the tricky question that he was term limited as president. The Russian constitution doesn't allow, like the American one, more than two consecutive terms. So for a long time, the question was, well, who follows Putin? And now we know the answer. Up to a point, Putin follows Putin, curiously
yes.
enough, because he's managed to engineer this strange transition where he picks a president who one assumes will be elected in the spring because the Putin party and the Putin supporters have such dominance. And then Mr. Putin himself will become prime minister. But I think that still leaves a big zone of uncertainty of how this new arrangement will actually play out. Will Putin himself retain as much of his old powers as before? Who will really be running the show? Will the new man in the presidency be more than just a Putin's puppet?
We're speaking with Daniel Franklin, editor of The World in 2008 from The Economist. And Daniel, I'm curious, in the 2007, going green, being environmentally aware, really became mainstream. It came out from the shadows and became quite important to people and in sectors that you never thought it would have traction. Is there an issue you anticipate will have that same kind of year in 08?
Well, I think, first of all, one should say that greenery, environmental concern will continue to be a huge issue in 2008, perhaps in a slightly different way, because, as you say, it's risen to the top of the agenda. All the politicians now talk about it, now focus on it, to the extent that we might actually be disappointed in 2008 because they won't do that much about it. So I think the activity there will shift as much as anything to companies, to consumers who are going to be starting to see opportunities and ways to change the way they think and work. But if I were to look at one other area that I think is becoming increasingly important, it's to some extent related. It's the idea that corporations, companies, have to somehow do their bit to contribute to society. That you can, as people are starting to say, do well by doing good. So I could see this whole area of what's often called corporate responsibility or corporate citizenship becoming increasingly important in 2008.
Well, I hope you'll come back and talk to us on January 1st, 2009, so we can see if your prediction was right.
Yes, you can tell me everything I got wrong.
Daniel Franklin is the editor of The World in 2008 from The Economist. It's a great read. It's staying on my bookshelf through the year as a resource. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Coming up on The Bryant Park Project, Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine is here to sing for her supper. Okay, not sing, just play some of the most anticipated music for 2008, and not supper, but maybe a breakfast scone.
And a guy who runs a website called I Will Teach You to Be Rich has some financial advice.
I'll take it.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.